Welcome to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brendan Stewart, the show about addiction to drugs, alcohol, and other addictions and how to get treated, just like the celebrities. It's education, information, and your resource is a great way to help yourself or a loved one. They know. They've been there. So listen in, get educated, get the info, and call in. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brendan Stewart.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sober Celebs. We are so excited to have a world-renowned trauma expert, Dr. Lucy Underwood, is here in the studio today. We will be introducing her very shortly. Dr. Rob Kelly, how was your week?
My week was phenomenal. Let me tell you about it. So hot outside.
Oh my God.
Watching TV yesterday, and it said it's going to be over 100 degrees for 5 days. Oh, my, I don't know if I can handle that. So that being said, it was so hot last week as well. But I managed, you know, to stay in the air conditioning. So my life now goes air conditioning car, back home again, air conditioning. So I'm good.
I mean, I feel like Dallas is Dubai right now. It is so hot.
Dubai's cheaper. So expensive to live in Dallas. Let's talk about
especially
that for a second.
Especially nowadays. Hello. I live in Uptown.
Right.
I mean, it's the rent is just skyrocketing.
I know. It's terrible. Absolutely. But what a place to be. DFW, you can call in today, 888-787-CLIFF. That's 888-787-5543. We're talking about alcoholism. We're talking about addiction. We're talking about trauma. We're talking about recovery. We're talking anything you want to call in about. We've got the answer. We've got the solution to your problem today. So, Mr. B, what celebrities are in the news today?
Oh, my goodness. What celebrities are not in the news today, Dr. Rob?
Exactly.
So, Renee Zellweger, who we all adore from, you know, her mini movies, Bridget Jones' Diary, she won the Academy Award for the hit Chicago with Catherine Zeta-Jones, was recently asked, Renee, have you gotten plastic surgery? And she said, hell no, I have not. And the next day, she was kicked out of a bar.
Right.
So I don't know if she's like drinking to compensate from all of these plastic surgery rumors or if she's just going psycho here or what. Because, I mean, I never thought of Renee Zellweger as someone who would be kicked out of a bar, especially now that she's, what, in her 40s? And now we have Kim Kardashian had a wardrobe malfunction. Yeah, right? Kim Kardashian recently had a wardrobe malfunction while holding Kanye West's hand, and they were stumbling out of a party in Rio. So who knows what's up with that?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I mean, we live in crazy times. But, you know, what really bugs me is when these celebrities say, I just want to be private. Why do you get into show business if you just want
exactly.
to be private? That's what
I know,
say.
Right? Well, they say that, and then the next day they're walking down the red carpet.
Absolutely.
So what do you want? Do you want the press to be on their side when a film comes out or when a song comes out? But apart from that, like Madonna, apart from that, leave me alone. Don't take photographs. Isn't going to work like that, rich guys and celebs, especially sober ones.
It's not going to work. It's
not going to
work. One of my favorite sober celebrities is Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe is a perfect quintessential example of somebody who went from the dumps to winning so many awards, getting multi-million dollar budget movie deals. I mean, this guy, everybody thought in the late 80s, early 90s, his career is over. It is done. He is never going to get a hit role again. And look at him now. He's one of the top 10 leading men in Hollywood.
What about Robert Downey Jr.? He's the same way.
Robert Downey Jr. is another way.
He came over to Dallas and got really well. I've no idea who worked with him. Have you?
I wonder who that could be. Ding, 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 ding.
Bang, there's a red light. Okay, so introduce our guest, please.
Yes, without further ado, I would like you all to rise to your feet, even though we're on radio, wink, wink.
Things are flying in.
And I want to introduce somebody very special to the Rob Kelly Recovery Group family, very special to the DFW area, a world-renowned trauma expert in the area that affects so many people's lives, adult trauma, childhood trauma, any type of trauma. She works and is certified to do EMDR, which she'll be explaining about shortly. The one and only Dr. Lucy Underwood.
Hello, and thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right.
It's great to be here.
How are you this fine afternoon?
I'm lovely.
Welcome to our humble radio show.
Absolutely.
So, Brendan's got some amazing questions for you. I'm going to hand over to the man of the hour, Mr. Brendan Stewart.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rob. I thought I was just the man of the minute.
No, that's... I can't go there. I almost went there then. No, you're not. It's all good.
We have a lot of fun on Sober Celebs. So, Dr. Underwood, what constitutes trauma, emotional trauma in someone's life?
Actually, I think there's a great definition that Dr. Francine Shapiro in her book about EMDR, she describes trauma as being any lasting negative or adverse event that someone has been through that has affected their life. It's real simple. Sometimes in popular magazines, news, information, we think it's really big things, a bombing, a war, a tragic accident, a plane crash. It's not. It's anything that has a lasting negative impact on someone.
So now there's a lot of people I can imagine that have had very big traumatic experience in their life, but maybe they don't identify it as being trauma.
Right. When you are grow up, perhaps, or are involved in an environment where that's the normal, it does not seem abnormal.
That's
obviously
good. That's really good. You know, so many people talk about, well, every family's dysfunctional, which I guess is true to some extent. I don't know. What would you say? I mean, what constitutes dysfunction? I mean, seriously.
I think dysfunction has to be something that's chronically getting in the way of social and occupational functioning, and where a person is not performing at their optimal. Again, though, dysfunction can very clearly become normal for someone, and they don't realize the dysfunction until they're out somewhere else.
Dr. Rob is making faces here in the studio.
Yeah, I think some things are going to come flying at me.
Right. So listen, I've got our family used to put the fun in dysfunctional. I know that. I know from my experience, I don't know about yours, Dr. Underwood, but most people come to me, they go, God, I can't believe my family is this bad. When you get into this industry, you realize there's a lot of families just like that. In fact, it's quite the exception to the rule if you're not.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a lot of clients who come to me and they have to relearn what is a healthy lifestyle. A lot of times, all they know is what they have grown up in or what they've worked in or what they've lived, and they replicate that over and over. And so we have to teach them how to have something new and reestablish a normal.
Now, how can someone that has gone through a traumatic experience get help?
Well, they need to reach out. You know, I had a wonderful person that I've known for a long time in DFW said everyone comes to treatment via intervention. It may be formal. It may be informal. It may be someone else saying now's the time. It may be the law. But they have to come in. They have to realize that the costs are outweighing the benefit of whatever they're doing. And at that point, they're usually ready to step forward. Sometimes they step forward just because the seed needs to be planted. Sometimes they recognize that change needs to happen, but it can't. They're not ready for that change, and it may take several more months before they're really invested in that. But at some point, they are ready to take those steps no matter how hard it is. And it's real important for providers like ourselves here to be on the receiving end of that so that someone can take that journey with them.
Dr. Underwood, I know you can't say any specific names or anything like that for confidentiality purposes, but give us an example of someone who came into your practice. Maybe they were aware or maybe they were unaware of their emotional trauma, and walk us through a little bit of their story on how they overcame.
I've worked with many high-profile individuals, average Joes. It's really not different for either one of those, and sometimes it's their normal.
So don't forget, guys, call in 888-787-CLIFF. We've got loads of questions for Dr. Underwood, and you can call in as well. Back after this break.
If you're a young adult between the ages of 18 and 35 and are struggling to stay sober, there's a place especially for you at Patton Sober Living. At Patton Sober Living, they focus on healing the mind, body, and spirit. If it's addiction, it takes time to heal, and John Patton knows that very well from personal experience. That's why he came up with a home away from home where residents at Patton Sober Living can have the support right where they live, with staff offering structure, accountability, and support. At Patton Sober for a living. You have your individual bed, swimming pool, large flat screen, Apple computers, and a free gym membership. Each house is fully stocked with food and in a nice neighborhood. All you have to do is recover your mind, body, and spirit with staff who are your peers and also in recovery. So call Patton Sober Living at 469-734-7500. That's 469-734-7500. Or online at PattonSoberLiving.com. At Patton Sober Living, change starts now.
If you run the marketing for your company, you're getting bombarded by salespeople from new media bragging about how everyone's listening to them, except they're not. Edison Research, the independent research company that does the exit polls for CNN, looked at people's consumption of audio in a single day. The truth? Not what the new Pandora sales folks are telling you. They'll tell you radio is dead. But more than 93% of people listen to radio in a week. More than half of all audio consumed in a day is radio. On shiny new toys, only 6% listen to satellite in a day, 6% to Pandora, just 3% to Spotify. Radio, still the dominant adult mass marketing medium. The seven Cumulus radio stations here in DFW reach over 3 million people per week. 3 million. Those new media toys don't have that kind of reach. Find out more about that Edison research and the truth about audio consumption at DallasRadioWinds.com. That's DallasRadioWinds.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome back to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart, the show where you can call in and ask for help for yourself or a loved one. Share your success story on how you beat your addiction. Now back to your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart.
Hey guys, welcome back. Brandon had a great question before the break, so I'm going to let him finish that. Before we go to the telephone lines.
Thank you, Dr. Rob. So my question to you, Dr. Underwood, is give us an example of somebody that came into your practice, was a patient of yours, that had trauma issues and how you worked through it together to help them overcome.
So some of my favorite clients that come in are those that come in and they say, I'm coming for X reason. And they have a plan. They map, they say, this is what I need to cover. I'm going to do it this number of weeks. And I just kind of sit back and tell them, okay, sure, direct that show, and we'll go to it. And what happens in that information is oftentimes the presenting problem is the safe problem. And then we get underneath to what the real issues are. So I've had people come in with various issues. They may have come in feeling adverse about maybe an adoption issue that they went through. And then what we get underneath is the real issue of grief, loss, abandonment, as it relates to maybe the adopted family who just so happens to have been raging alcoholics, one of whom is deceased now, and the other, we've terminated a relationship with the other parent.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Rob, do we have a caller on the line?
We do. We got Lynn on the line. Lynn, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing really awesome today.
Well, that's good to hear. We like awesome on the show. Awesome is good. What can we do for you?
I love you guys. My son moved down to Dallas, and I heard about your show. He's waiting to go to Job Corps. He wants to be a cop, which I have no idea how that came out of me.
Right.
It's like I told him, if he ever moves back in with me, he can't bust me. I'm actually in recovery, and so is my boyfriend. My boyfriend was a meth addict, and I was addicted to inhalants. I'm 41 years old. I didn't get addicted to inhalants until after my 30s, you know, like mid-30s. It was about 5 years. I had trauma issues, and I was in a bad marriage, and I started out, I would inhale like a can a day.
Wow.
And I got up to the point where I was inhaling 40 cans a day.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, and
oh
I didn't get I didn't get much brain damage. I'm a little wackadoodle, but
hey, aren't we all?
It's all good. I'm adorable, so it doesn't matter.
You sound adorable.
Lynn, tell us about what your life is like now.
Well, right now I'm homeless. I left my husband because it was a very abusive relationship. So I'm homeless, but I'm happier than hell. I believe money is the root of all evil. I'm disabled. I actually had to have electric shock therapy because I started suffering severe depression after I started doing the inhalants. And like I said, I had a lot of trauma in my life. I actually, one time when I was doing inhalants, you know, you pass out when you do them and the can freezes.
Oh, wow.
Well, I passed out on top of the can and I froze my hand to it. Well, I ended up in the burn unit up in Springfield, Missouri, and I was in there for about 3 weeks and I got gangrene, so I had to have three of my fingers amputated.
My goodness.
So you can kind of do like the rock and roll sign.
Hang loose.
Hang loose.
I like it.
If I put my thumb up to my ear, you know, my pinky still hangs over my mouth. So
nice.
That's great.
You have a wonderful sense of humor.
You do. Every time you go into a bar and you put your hands up, the boys are thinking, call me.
So tell us, but she's got a boyfriend now. Tell us about your boyfriend, Lynn.
Okay, well, I'm 41. I'm a Scorpio, and my boyfriend is 23, and he is...
Hang on a second.
How old is he?
He's old enough to sleep alone, young enough not to want to.
Wow, it's a wonder you have time to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, I sent him for a walk. I'm like, hey, I need to walk for a second. I got to call these guys because they sound totally gorgeous, and I'm a flirt. So.
There you go. You know, I just heard you say you were homeless. I was homeless many years ago, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me, because you can bounce back. There's no further, you can't go any further than a homeless as far as I'm concerned. You know, I still have a heart for the person that's homeless, even though I am where I am today. But without that being homeless, to be honest, Lynn, I wouldn't be where I was today, because it was such a schooling for me, you know, to realize how deadly this disease is, how it takes over your mind and your behavior. It's unbelievable. I mean, I didn't want to be homeless. I never woke up one day and go, you know, today I'm going to be homeless. It just happened. And at the time it felt horrible. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, you sound as if you've got a great sense of humor and you're enjoying life.
I love it. I'm getting down. I love fishing, so I get a fish every day. I get my disability check. I'm saving up. I found a fifth wheel to rent with all utilities. So my next check, I can move in there. It's $350 a month. It'll cover all my bills. So,
Lynn, what is your advice to someone who wants to get sober, who wants to overcome an addiction?
Well, first you gotta want it. I mean, you gotta realize, you know what? I am screwing up so bad, and you gotta realize your best teacher in life is your worst mistake.
Yes, I like that. I love this girl.
That's a good one.
And I had to realize, instead of dating all these men, I'm kind of a little bit of a sex addict, but that's okay. I have fun with that. and I don't lose any fingers if I'm lucky. You know, it depends on what we're doing.
Get that bleeper ready.
But no, I had to realize, instead of trying to get all these men to love me, that I had to realize I was the love of my life.
Wow.
I'm the one that's going to be with me when I die. I spend every minute with me. And you know what? Am I going to fight with myself? Absolutely. I'm going to fight bad because I love myself so much that I'm going to get pissed at myself for screwing up.
I think you make a great point there, Lynn, about needing to love yourself. You have to lay that foundation before anybody else can bring that to you.
Well, I always thought I was dependent on men, and I needed men to, you know, help me pay my bills and help me feel good about myself. And when I had my three fingers amputated, I'm right-handed. I had the three fingers amputated on my right hand. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, because to this day, I still do everything with my right hand, and I never knew how strong I was until I lost that.
Unbelievable, Lynn. Unbelievable. See, what happens, guys, doesn't matter what's happened to you or what you're going through. You know, you get someone on the line with, you know, Brendan. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
She's inspired me.
She really is. She really is. And you can just tell her authenticity and her sense of humor.
Genuine, yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So genuine. Dr. Underwood, back to you. Give us an example of somebody who has had some PTSD, because we hear that recently in the news with a lot of these soldiers coming back. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it seems like it's delayed PTSD, where it doesn't manifest until maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years after they served? What's your expertise say on that?
I've had several soldiers who've come back that are in my practice, and yes, in fact, the symptoms seem to manifest themselves, particularly when they start new experiences. It seems to trigger that because it's an issue about maybe vulnerability, putting themselves out there. There are issues around shame and guilt, humiliation and embarrassment. And we have to tackle those pieces. All the typical symptoms they experience: flashbacks, fear, paranoia, emotional dysregulation. All of those things start interfering with their day-to-day relationships, and that's usually when they start coming into treatment. So.
Now, if someone is in the DFW area, how can they get a hold of you if they would like to come in for treatment?
Oh, thank you. Of course, I can go to my website. It's underwoodcounseling.net. And they certainly can give me a call at 469-712-9134.
Give that number one more time for our listeners.
It's 469-712-9134.
Dr. Lucy Underwood, you can look her up. I'm sure you're on Find a Therapist.
Oh, yes,
the Psychology
absolutely.
Today. You can go to Psychology Today, Find a Therapist. You can find her there, Dr. Lucy Underwood. I've seen the work that you've done, Lucy, and it has been phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
Phenomenal.
It's fascinating to be in this field, I can say, and see change.
And we're really fussy here at Rob Keller Recovery Group of who we use. And Dr. Underwood, we've referred back and forth, and we get many great clients from Dr. Underwood, but she's one of the only people that we would refer to
Absolutely.
As a company, as you know. It's phenomenal.
So if anyone out there is suffering, we want to let you know that there is a solution to your situation. If you're desperate right now, if you don't know where to go, if you don't know where to turn, find a meeting. Find an AA meeting, an NA meeting. NA is Narcotics Anonymous. AA, as we know, is Alcoholics Anonymous. Get to a meeting. You may not have ever been before, but there's people there that really want to help you. And we really believe that you can get help.
Yes, there is. And DFW, wake up. This is it. You know, people say you should be anonymous, Rob. You shouldn't. No, not anymore. We're not anonymous. We're here for you. Calling guys, 888-787-5543. I have a question for Dr. Underwood after the break that I think is one of the best questions I've ever heard. Don't forget, tune in after this.
Rob Kelly Recovery Group is a different kind of addiction recovery program. They believe in treating the true problem, not the symptoms of addiction and alcoholism. Alcohol and drugs are only a symptom of the actual malady. The real problem lies in our minds and in our thinking. Rob Kelly Recovery Group is an internationally acclaimed addiction treatment facility with a 98.5% success rate. Dr. Kelly not only helps save the lives of others, but has also overcome his own addiction and has firsthand experience with the disease. So if you or a loved one really want expert help and extensive one-on-one, individualized, permanent recovery solutions, then call the Rob Kelly Recovery Center at 214-632-3396. That's 214-632-3396 or online at robkelly.com. So if past treatments didn't work, this one will, but only if you take the first step to call for you or your loved one at 214-632-3396 or at robkelly.com. That's robkelly.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief. As news and information 570 KLIF continues to grow, who better to represent this powerful heritage brand than our listeners? This is KLIF local sales manager Steve Holm. If you have a successful track record in outside sales with a burning desire to be the best, I'd like to discuss a unique career opportunity we have on our sales team. Email your resume to steve.holm@cumulus.com. That's steve.holm@cumulus.com. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart, the show where you can call in and ask for help for yourself or a loved one. Share your success story on how you beat your addiction. Now back to your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart.
Hey guys, welcome back. DFW, we're here, Sober Celebs, every Sunday, 2 p.m., I love this show. I look forward to Sundays now. I mean, we're really busy during the week. I have a great team around me. You know, it takes a small village to keep me working. And I know I'd never say that, but it does. You know, we're very busy. I need to focus on what we do. I live for people getting sober, clean and sober. And for any other problems, obviously, I send them to Dr. Underwood or the people like that. But clean and sober, I love it. It makes my day. So when I come in here and we talk about that, guys, listen, there's no shame in my game, period. There's nothing I won't cover. There's nothing I won't talk about. Dr. Underwood, just give her phone number out. She's the same as me. You reach us on the phone.
Absolutely.
No matter how big the companies are, no matter how big we are, you're still going to talk to me first on the phone. And that's the way it should be. We're here to help you. What'd you say, Brendan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are here to help you. We get so many people who call in, but every single one we get an opportunity to consult with.
True. Listen, Dr. Underwood, I have a question for you because I kind of use it myself, so I know the answer, but I just want to run it by the listeners. I heard something. I often ask the clients when they come in, is there any child abuse in the family? Mm-hmm. And most of them say no, because it's a shameful thing. No, mm-hmm. It is not at all. You know, anything less than nurturing surely is child abuse. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, I don't know that I can say completely yes or no to that. And the reason why is because nurturing is a person nurtures based on what they grew up to believe nurturing is. Yes, there are clearly some lines that are crossed, and you know that is absolutely neglect. That's abuse, be it physical, sexual, emotional, spiritual. But some people do not have the skills and tools. Because of their own experiences as children, as parents, they don't know how to provide that.
I think many of the times when I talk to people of my generation, and as you guys know, I'm 31. what? Okay, I'm 55. Many of the people of my generation, when we look at our parents, we've come to one general agreement, and that was that the generation that I'm from, our parents dropped the ball as parents. Now, I don't know the Second World War. I don't know what it was. But, you know, I see people coming today and it's just like, I don't know, we just seem to have dropped the ball. I mean, do you see that at all, Brendan?
I do. I really do. Now, we have a question that just came in via email through Susie, and she's from Fort Worth. And Susie wants to know, how does early childhood sexual trauma affect people later in life?
Depending upon the foundation of coping skills that a person has when they're established, if that secret, if you will, because typically it's a secret, if that has been discussed, explored, if there has been treatment provided to that, it usually becomes something that is stored in an unconscious memory, or it's something that underlies, and usually we see it come out as anxiety, fear, maybe some personality characteristics. Sometimes people are acting out. Usually, though, as life goes on, those issues begin to develop. And so when a person comes in for therapy and we get a really great history on them, we begin to sort of tie together all of these experiences to see, hey, this is what you've learned, and now it's time to do some new learning.
What I have seen with people that I've worked with or people that I've known that have experienced early childhood sexual trauma is they either act out in one or two ways. One of them is they're very promiscuous.
Yes.
In their late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. Or they're
Why are you smiling when you say that, Brendan? Was that you? Are you asking for a friend?
No comment. just a personal observation. They're either very promiscuous or they're very repressed.
I would agree with that to a certain extent, yes. And I think from time to time people try to explore new avenues of their sexuality, only to feel the shame and guilt reemerge, maybe humiliation, embarrassment again. And that has to constantly be re-explored. People take risk to try on new things to overcome that. But until they really address the actual issue and get really honest and authentic with themselves, we don't find resolution around that. And it continues to seep out, kind of like a balloon that's overfilled with water. You know, eventually there's going to be a little prick and then the water starts to spill out.
Very good. Very good. Next question we have is from Thomas from Arlington. Thomas wants to know, how can you overcome trauma after a divorce?
Oh, good question.
You know, divorce is very difficult for many people. And it has to do with kind of what are the reasons for the divorce. Some of obviously are not very smooth. And if there are children involved, that can be even more traumatic. I would suggest that anyone going through that process have a counselor. Have someone that you can talk to. There are divorce recovery groups that people can participate in. And again, EMDR is a great modality
for people. For people who don't know what EMDR mm-hmm. is, what is EMDR?
EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. It was started by Dr. Francine Shapiro in 1987. And it's just a wonderful approach to look at dysregulated emotions and bring those, bring them in simple speak, bring those dysregulated emotions in and increase logical thinking and logical behavior.
Is it similar to CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy?
Similar in that it does have some aspects. What I like about EMDR is it pulls features from all of our major theories. So it pulls from CBT. It pulls from some of the DBT because you have new skills that are learning. It pulls from Albert Ellis's rational emotive behavior therapy. So you have all of these components. It's kind of a blanket, if you will, mm-hmm. of all of those pieces.
So let me ask you, name three traumatic events in the order of worst, of middle, and then last, obviously. Because I heard that moving house is one, divorce is one. I mean, which is the most traumatic? I'm talking without abuse or, you know, being raped or anything like that. Just normal day things that we think as normal people, hey, well, I can handle that. It's no problems at all. But the after effect of that, the ripple effect, is phenomenal. So give me three that I wouldn't know that was traumatic, but obviously you do.
Well, I've had individuals who come in and their dog has passed away.
Big one. It is a big one for me now.
Rob, you just got a new dog.
I have. I just got a new, and we just rescued another bulldog. That's two bulldogs we've got, Mackenzie and Bentley. But, you know, if you would have told me that 12 months ago, I would have argued until the cows come home. Mm-hmm. That's an English saying. I don't know whether you've heard of that. I would. But you know something? If anything happened to my dogs today, it would be like a death in the family. It's
absolutely
crazy.
Another one, sometimes kids going off to college. That can be a very traumatic change.
Like abandonment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And not just for the person entering college, but sometimes for the family members who have now lost their child to this college environment where they don't have that oversight anymore.
What is something that a parent who is recently sending their child off to college can do with this quote-unquote empty nest syndrome? They feel like they no longer have someone to take care of. Do you recommend that they take up a hobby, an activity, they get involved in some kind of something to fill that void?
Absolutely. You know, certain people are more attached to their kids and feel that empty nest syndrome than others. And if that's the case, get involved. There is so much to do in the DFW area to volunteer, to help other kids if that's the void that's missing. All schools need volunteers and so forth, and plug that up.
I know when I was going through a bit of trauma in my early life, I turned to alcohol, obviously. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows my story now. And, you know, there might have been a better way 30 years ago, or how long it was, maybe. No, it was about 40 years ago that I first started drinking. But that was my dealing with the trauma that was going on. Because at the time, I never felt good enough. I was never fitting in. I was never thin enough, blonde enough, you know, tall enough. I mean, the traits of the alcoholic we know today, or I know today, but then I didn't know. And it kind of affected all my life. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know at the time. I remember being picked last on the soccer team. you know, and the, like the two captains are standing at the front and be a bunch of kids, and they'd pick them out the best, obviously, one by one. And I was always the last to be picked. And that has an effect on me still today.
So you're probably a high achiever.
Yes.
Knowing you as I do.
Yes, I am a high achiever. And, you know, it's and the thing is, it's not so much going, hey, look what I've done. It's I hold myself to a higher standard. And rather than go, hey, you know, we're doing pretty good now, I'm always trying to think how to get better. But, you know, I thought my mindset would be, I'm going to show you. But it's never been like that for me. It's always been, okay, I've achieved this. What else can I go on? And for me personally, it's all around how can I do something for somebody, and it's not about money. It's about, you know, passing on the knowledge that we have or passing on, I mean, a kind word sometimes. I know that for a fact because I was walking down the hallway once and a friend of mine who I thought was a close friend passing the opposite way. And I said, hey, buddy. And he just walked right past me. Now, for 2 days, I was upset. And for 2 days, I imagined, obviously, all the nasty things I wanted to do to him because he didn't speak to me. How dare you not speak to me? It wasn't until 4 days after that I realized I was talking to a friend and I said, hey, you know, Jimmy passed me down the hall. And he went, oh, my goodness, what a sad day. He just got a phone call that his father died. Now, I didn't think about that, but the trauma and the traumatic effect that had on me for 4 days was crazy, and yet it has nothing to do with me.
It's so true. I mean, we take so many things personally. If you've ever read the Four Agreements, one of them is don't take anything personally because nothing anybody ever does is about us.
Always about them.
It's always about them. It's always a self-projection.
There's usually so much discomfort going on in a person as a result of a negative experience or even a traumatic event. And you mentioned turning to alcohol earlier, and as I've always seen it, alcohol and substance use is just a way to try to manage that discomfort. You don't have a name for it. It might be anxiety. It might be depression. It might be this traumatic event. But it's a way to try to manage that discomfort that you have inside.
How do people deal with, I remember a couple years ago, my therapist telling me, Brendan, you don't like the uncomfortable. You like things black or you like them white. Life
is gray. Dangerous.
Life is gray, Brendan. And it took me, like, knock on wood, a long time to realize what she meant. And I feel like I'm starting to get there. How do you, or should I say, what is your advice to people like myself who don't like the uncomfortable?
You know, black and white is easy. I mean, we limit ourselves on one hand, but we make it easy and simple for ourselves. You have to challenge that every day. Brene Brown, as you and I have discussed, she says lean into that discomfort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the discomfort is a gray. It's the uncertainty. It's taking risk. That's where growth happens. And if you want to grow, you take risk.
I smile when I see that because we kind of did that 2 years ago. You know, as a company, we kind of got out of the industry and went back in. And we come to a point where we had to do something. We either had to step into it. Oh, it was so uncomfortable. Or we had to get out and go home. So we stepped in. And I remember my PA, who's now my CEO, going down to sign this like 5-year deal on this rent that we have in this beautiful place. And the numbers were just crazy. And it was like, if you don't step in, you're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And the easy thing for me was to run back home and go, forget it. It's there's too much stress. You know, somebody says to me that stress is just the inability to live with oneself in your own skin. Calm down. What's the reality of everything? The reality is, and then when I say it out loud, it takes the power out of it.
Absolutely. I know for myself, if I allow those negative cognitive distortions that, you know, that to kind of ramp up and I'm thinking about all the stuff I have to do, I think about all the stuff yesterday I did not get done, I can't think clearly.
Absolutely.
I lose all cognitive reasoning and logic. But if I just step back, you know, take some time to unwind, put on some music, maybe go to the gym. We've talked about how,
yes,
you know,
the
benefits
gym's a fabulous
tool. of exercise. I come back and I can face a situation and really have a solution for it. Come up with something rational. Now, I'm looking at statistics right now, and from the American Medical Association, every year over 3 million Americans are diagnosed with anxiety or depression.
That's a lot of sad people out there.
Three million.
Wow. Hey, and I believe it's growing. And I want to hear off Dr. Underwood what she thinks about that, because it is on a daily basis almost. Guys, 888-787-5543. If you have any problems, if you don't want to call in because you're too shy, that's okay. That was me once, would you believe? Either way, call or call me direct, 214-600-02100. We'll be back after this.
Do you or anyone you know feel anxious or depressed? Maybe you know someone who is bipolar or maybe is struggling with life transitions. There's a lot of stress in life, whether it's job, home, or personal, but there is help around the corner. Dr. Lucy Underwood of Underwood Counseling and Consultation is offering her expertise in individual, family, or group psychotherapy, as well as corporate consultation. There is nothing to be ashamed of if you or someone you know needs help. It's better to be helped by someone who is trained in the treatments of anxiety and depression. Dr. Lucy Underwood focuses on the overall comprehensive health and wellness of the person. She specializes in the treatment of trauma and adverse life events with a specific psychotherapy treatment and gets results. She makes it easy for you with evenings and weekend appointments available. So call her at 469-712-9134 or underwoodcounseling.net. Dr. Lucy Underwood is here for you.
If you run the marketing for your company, you're getting bombarded by salespeople from new media bragging about how everyone's listening to them, except they're not. Edison Research, the independent research company that does the exit polls for CNN, looked at people's consumption of audio in a single day. The truth? Not what the new Pandora sales folks are telling you. They'll tell you radio is dead. But more than 93% of people listen to radio in a week. More than half of all audio consumed in a day is radio. On shiny new toys, only 6% listen to satellite in a day, 6% to Pandora, just 3% to Spotify. Radio, still the dominant adult mass marketing medium. The seven Cumulus radio stations here in DFW reach over 3 million people per week. 3 million. Those new media toys don't have that kind of reach. Find out more about that Edison research and the truth about audio consumption at DallasRadioWinds.com. That's DallasRadioWinds.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0505 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0505 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0505.
Welcome back to Sober Celebs with your show hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart, the show where you can call in and ask for help for yourself or a loved one. Share your success story on how you beat your addiction. Now back to your hosts, Dr. Rob Kelly and Brandon Stewart.
DFW, welcome back. My name's Dr. Rob, the addiction doctor. If you have a problem, you can call us direct on 888-787-5543. If you don't want to call in, you can email Rob with two B's at robkelly, no E, dot com. So before the break, Brendan had a great question for Dr. Underwood. We had to go to the break, so I'm going to hand it back to you, Mr. B.
Sounds good, Dr. Rob. So every year, over 3 million people, according to the American Medical Association, is diagnosed with anxiety and or depression. How do you see that play out in your practice with your clients?
I actually think it's getting a little bit worse for us today because we're so inundated with pressures, work, social. We put so much on us and people don't and have less coping skills. I think it's so important that we have a very holistic approach to finding recovery from
like
all of
that.
Those aspects. Yeah, I mean, like exercise, nutrition,
right.
Counseling.
Why does everybody go to
programs?
Drugs? You can't solve a drug problem with a drug. Mm-hmm. So I love the way you say that. Mm-hmm. And we work with doctors, MDs across the hall from us, same thinking. You know, everybody reaches for the prescription pad and wants to write you a nice
prescription
and get you out of the office as quick as possible. Doesn't solve it, though, surely.
No, I have clients who come into my office and I tell them what this is going to look like, that this is a process to recover from this anxiety disorder, for example. And yet they're in such discomfort because they had to get to that point to reach out for assistance. They just want it to go away. And so they're drawn to taking medicine. But a lot of medicines don't work fast enough if you go the route of a non-addictive medicine.
And then a lot of people will mix a benzo. If people don't know what a benzo is, it's a Valium, Xanax, Klonopin.
Ativan.
They will mix that in conjunction with drinking alcohol, which will then make them more anxious and depressed.
Yes. Which is actually
a deadly combination. And then they wonder why they're anxious and depressed.
If it says don't use with alcohol, I don't read that. I read please use with alcohol is what I see on the label, because you're right. If I can take that on its own... If I drink as well, I get even higher. Beautiful.
Well, absolutely. People think it's going to have an extra effect when really it doesn't. I mean, it has an adverse effect.
Somebody said to me once about a couple of years ago, they said, Rob, if they brought a pill out tomorrow that you could take and it would stop you, you know, the symptoms of alcoholism, would you take it? And I said, no, I'd take two because I'm an alcoholic. I want more every time. Mm-hmm. I want more.
That's good.
You know, I have clients from time to time who actually don't make it in my practice because they aren't ready to do the work that it takes to change their thinking, to change the way they manage their dysregulated emotions, and to change their behavior. Again, all they're looking for is a pill. I don't prescribe medicine. I have a PhD. I don't have an MD. And so I'll help them find an appropriate physician who's not going to give them something addicting. But my colleagues are going to say, therapy is where you need to be. The thinking has to change.
What's something somebody can do right now if they're feeling anxious that they can get some relief in a healthy way?
There are a number of things. Exercise. We have enormous amounts of research that have been done that show that anxiety and depression, especially the milder forms, are greatly impacted in a positive way by exercise. I personally love exercise and you know, in a very full practice, I'm going to experience anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's a natural part of it, who we are. So you have to do these things to keep yourself healthy. Nutrition is another one. What we put in our body affects how we sleep, how we get along with people. It affects our mood. So we want to eat healthy as well.
A doctor once told me, when you go to the supermarket, choose from the outside.
Absolutely.
Don't choose from the inside. And, you know, the perimeters is where you want to be eating. None of your tin stuff, none of, you know, all this stuff, mm-hmm. and preservatives, but mm-hmm. the fresh stuff on the outside. And we've used that a couple of times and it works. You know, the great stuff that you're picking up. But we very, very rarely go to the center of the supermarket now because that's where all the processed food is kept.
People need hobbies, too. If exercise isn't your thing or you have something that's a barrier to doing that, find something to move.
Music. Play guitar.
Yeah, play a guitar. Listen to music. Write music. Journal. There are a number of other read.
Exactly.
Reading.
Yeah, read.
Oh, my gosh.
Is loads.
I assign a lot of reading. Mm-hmm. To my clients.
You know, an old friend of mine, I did some work with him many, many years ago, called Brian May from Queen, the guitarist. He was bored as a kid and was very depressed as a kid. And his dad, I don't know whether a lot of people know this, his dad made him a guitar. So we could use it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. So Brian started playing that in his early days. He still plays that guitar today.
Wow.
And people have approached him for endorsements, and he still plays the guitar. So all the rich you hear and all the great Bohemian Rhapsody and all the great songs, it's come from the guitar that his dad made him that brought him out of his depression mm-hmm. and his loneliness. I mean, we've got to do this. It's unbelievable.
I never knew that. That's fascinating.
I'm full of information like this from my Abbey Road days. It's phenomenal what you pick up. Elton John was the same. Played piano because he was a lonely kid. And his parents took him, he had wealthy parents, took him for piano lessons. And he would tinkle every time he was bored or every time he felt depressed and sad. And hence, look what he does today. I think he plays piano and does a bit of singing. I'm not sure. In the nightclubs, I don't know. Does he do the club circuit nowadays, Elton?
Well, I know he has his his once a year Elton John Oscar party.
I bet you've been to that.
I have not been to that. I almost had an opportunity to go to that. I have been to the Night of 100 Stars, which is another high-profile party in Los Angeles. But Elton John does so many wonderful works for his AIDS Foundation. I think he's doing pretty well because the cheapest ticket goes for $5,000.
Oh, that's well out of my price
range. An incredibly spiritual guy, too.
He is.
I have some friends who live in Atlanta, Georgia, and oftentimes when he's there, they sit near him in their church. And I think that's a piece of how to cope with this anxiety and depression as well. It may not be religion per se for everybody, but I think there's a spiritual peace in everybody that
Absolutely.
You have to nurture.
Absolutely.
And be that whatever you define it as.
I mean, we are mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. Yes.
And if one of those is off, they're all three of them are going to be off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love spirituality. You know, the difference between spirituality and religion is religion's the guys that pray to go to hell and don't go to hell, and spirituality is the people who've been there and back.
Absolutely.
You know, to hell. Spiritual way is a good way. I remember being with Robbie Williams. He's a great English singer. He's moved to the States about 4 or 5 years ago, and although I wasn't working with him, I was with him. But his entourage before the show would all stand in a circle and they would pray and meditate for 10 minutes, and it was just, the show was phenomenal. But I wouldn't have thought somebody as crazy as him would be spiritual, but it was. And he said it solved all his problems, not just some.
We don't really know how to meditate here in the United States.
We don't. Do you know what prayer and meditation is? Talking and listening. That's what he told me. I said, what? He said, talking and listening. Praying and listening. That's the meditation part. Listen. And even if it's just what your body's telling you, listen, and life will become better.
It's like that scripture, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I do a lot of meditation with my clients, just teaching them how to be with themselves. They're so uncomfortable with that, to be quiet and be still. And so we do a lot of that in our practice, and I assign those treatments to them.
Last night I was out to dinner by myself, and I was having a conversation with somebody, and they said, oh, you're by yourself? Why? And then she said, I could never do that. But then I started thinking about it. There's so many people who are not comfortable with. See, I can go out and have a lovely dinner all by myself and
Absolutely.
Be totally fine with it. But I guess there's a lot of people who cannot do that.
It's always fun to have, you know, someone go with
you. Of
course,
and I love to socialize. But I'm saying I also love, I'm so busy during the week mm-hmm. with people as you are. It's nice to kind of unwind a little bit.
Absolutely. And it's fun to watch other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
oh, yeah.
what I like about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's all good, guys. It's all good. Don't think we've got time for calls now, but you can visit our website, www.robkelly.com, or you can call me. Yes, me, 214-600-0210. I will always answer the phone.
What's that number again, Dr. Rob?
It's 214-600-0210, and talk. The information's free. You know, we'll give as much advice as we can.
We are also on Facebook at Sober Celebs. You can look us up, like our page, tell your friends about it, and we look forward to hearing and seeing you all next week.
So for a nice, peaceful life, Dr. Underwood, what would you say are the top three most important things that I need to do on a daily basis to make sure that I'm coping as well as I can?
Connect with other people. Good rest and nutrition. I'm going to lump those in together.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And have great stress relief.
Stress relief, as in?
What is that?
Exercise.
Yeah. Or playing guitar.
Playing the guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. like an out for me.
Some sort of outlet.
Yes. Brendan, what do you do for out?
I notice when I get up in the morning, and if I do, even if it's just 15, 20 minutes on the elliptical machine, it sets the tone for my whole day. I feel more energetic. I feel less anxious. I feel more focused. And boom, 15, 20 minutes. I mean, a lot of people say 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I don't have the attention span to do that.
No, I don't.
I whip it out for 15 minutes to 20 minutes, Rob's got a dirty mind. I feel like it sets the tone for my whole day.
I'm just saying that. I used to exercise a lot when I was drinking, because when the police used to chase me, I used to do 3 or 4 miles sometimes.
You'd whip it out for 3 or 4 miles?
I would do. And everything would be good until I got caught. I got arrested more times and the local TV villain combo, whatever it is. It was phenomenal. I used to do it every single time. But it's all good. We live a good life today. I know you do, Brendan, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Are you back at the Ritz?
Life is amazing today. I feel grateful. God is good. And thank you so much, Dr. Lucy Underwood, for coming on today and sharing your wisdom.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was great fun.
Thanks, Dr. Underwood. You are amazing.
We
all
love you.
We love you. Next week, Lindell.
We love you long time.
If you're listening out there, Lindell, we're going back to his old days again. Lindell, if you're listening, the guest next week is going to be phenomenal. We're going to have a TV crew in as well, filming it all. So it'll be great. Don't forget, guys, if you need anything, visit our website, robkelly.com. You can also visit us on Facebook, and you can also call me direct anytime you wish, and we will help you out. See you next week.